Two football teams with a combined record of 2-17 this season will meet in Philadelphia tomorrow. The game has no implications for a national championship, the Heisman Trophy, or any bowl game, and yet it's been sold out for months. Plenty of people will watch it on television, and commentator John Feinstein will cry, as he does at every Army-Navy football game. Morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
This year's game's going to be a little different, isn't it?
It will be different for spectators. It will be different for people watching around the country. It won't be different for the players, because Army-Navy has always been an emotional, intense football game played by guys who already had football in perspective before September 11th, who understood that football is their distraction from preparing for the possibility to go to war. So I think the players will see the game the same way they always do, as something that's very important in their lives, but the country will see the game differently because they will be looking at the players from Army and Navy differently, much the same way most people now look at policemen, firemen differently than they did before September 11th.
Navy is winless, Army is 2-8, and yet the game will get a big TV rating.
Well, because it is Army-Navy, because it does have that great tradition stretching back over 102 games dating back to 1890, because people do remember when Army and Navy were national powers, when they played for national championships and players did win Heisman trophies. But beyond that, I think people watch the game because they do understand that the kids who play in this game are special. That they do go through things in college with their military training that most athletes at major schools do not go through, and also the bond between Army and Navy, that as hard as they will play against one another, when the game's over, they will be, you know, it's corny, but they will be on the same team.
How come they can no longer compete in Division 1A?
Well, you know, as recently as 5 years ago, they were both in bowl games. Army was 10-2, Navy was 9-3, so they can compete. But everything has to go right. You have to have the right coaching staff. You have to have the right schedule. You have to catch a break with players who develop more so than they were expected to do. It all has to fall together. There's no margin for error. The last couple of years, that margin of error has been crossed. But they can be competitive.
Well, they just go 1AA.
Well, for several reasons. Number one, it would really be a blow to morale at the two academies if they dropped back and played Ivy League schools, for example, as opposed to playing Notre Dame. They feel that they should be competing on the highest level. They're asked to compete on the highest level academically. They're certainly asked to compete on the highest level militarily. They don't see why they can't compete on the highest level in football. It would hurt recruiting, too, because one of the lures of Army and Navy is the idea of competing against the best. And I also think that the entire football programs and the academies would lose a certain luster if they went back and competed 1AA. It's harder to do it this way, but it's ultimately better to do it this way.
And this year's corny Army-Navy story?
Well, I've got a bunch of them, but the one that's closest to me will involve Andrew Thompson and Jim Cantaloupe, who were the captains of Army and Navy in 1995. The year I was researching my book. They will both be in Philadelphia today. They have kept in contact since they graduated. In fact, Jim Cantaloupe came to Andrew Thompson's graduation at Navy, and on Saturday they will be on opposite sidelines just as they were 6 years ago when they were the captains. And when the game is over, they will meet at midfield just as the players do. They will hug one another. I will cry, and then we will all go to dinner.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Civil War, Army vs. Navy, College Football's Purest Rivalry.